I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fear is tangible in Lebanon as Hezbollah prepares for the next phase of war against Israel. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says,
the government contacted many NGOs just to ask them if we're ready for whatever is going to happen, if we're ready to join the forces together to work.
The terrorist group Hezbollah began attacking Israeli settlements on the border 6 weeks ago to show solidarity with Hamas. Ongoing clashes uprooted some 40,000 people who are now taking shelter wherever they can in Lebanon. TM Lebanon's preparing emergency supplies, food aid, and
we're training the team about spiritual first aid. When tragedy happens, most of people would say, where is God? Or why did God allow this? If we're not ready to be there, then these questions will go unanswered.
And do you have a plan for Giving Tuesday today? It's a nice bookend to Thanksgiving weekend in the United States. After thanking the Lord for his provisions this year, you can express gratitude by donating to other ministries. And what better mission to support than sharing the gospel with unreached kids? Mission India is raising support this Giving Tuesday for their 10-day children's Bible clubs in India. Regan Miller with Mission India says,
we actually have friends of Mission India that have offered to match gifts toward 10-day Bible clubs up to $550,000. And $1 normally reaches one child with the gospel through this program, which is already incredible. But with a match, $1 is doubled to reach two children.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.